Hello and welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 FM Chicago.
Today, Whip, Violetta, and me, Nikki, will be choosing some of our favorite bits from the show.
Let's start off with when we asked the audience if they ever sent a DM to a celebrity.
And then we had a guess to see if they ever responded back.
Anybody listening who has DM'd a celebrity, just tell us the celebrity, Jeff, and we'll try to guess whether or not they DM'd you back. Who'd you send a message to?
I sent a message to Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Back in the NFL.
Yes, he is. He is back in the NFL with his college coach down there in Jacksonville. Tim Tebow. Okay, don't tell us just yet, Jeff. Do you think Nikki Tim Tebow sent a message back to Jeff, yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Whip.
I'm going to go, he got a form thing back from somebody other than Tim Tebow.
All right.
Yeah.
Violetta.
No.
I'm going no. How about it, Jeff?
No, and he didn't even open it.
Oh, man.
What a disappointment.
Oh, wow.
He probably gets so many messages.
That's Were you just sending him a message going, I really love you and all that you stand for and everything you're about?
I was asking for a free copy of his book.
Buy it, sucker. What do you want from me?
I'm trying to make some money here.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to Josh. Josh, you've DM'd a celebrity. What celebrity did you send a direct message to?
I actually DM'd the band AJR.
All right, hold that thought. You DM'd the band AJR. Okay, Nikki, he sent a DM to AJR. Did AJR respond yes or no, Nikki?
Yeah, I'm being optimistic.
Whip.
No.
Violetta.
No.
I'm going no as well. How about it, Josh?
No, I did not.
No.
I actually messaged the band, one of the brothers, and I think the other one.
And the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Like the Frankie of AJR.
And what were you DMing them about?
Quite embarrassing. I listened to their album Neo Theater, and they do these. Actually, no, it was the song you're playing right now, right. Band, so right. The right. New one.
Right.
And they have all these great connections to outside things, like the Subway, LA Subway guy. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got this great connection for you guys. You guys put this Easter egg in, you did this.
Oh, so you're trying to give them
I can't believe
help.
They ignored that.
Yeah, breaking it down
I
for
love
them.
That.
And you're giving them connections.
Yeah, I love that. All right, hold on, thank you. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Hi, Jerry, you DM'd a celebrity. Just tell us the celebrity you sent the direct message to. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us now, Jerry.
Tom Skilling.
Tom Skilling from Channel 9 you sent a direct message to. Don't tell us yet. Don't tell us yet. Nikki, did Tom Skilling respond?
I was going to say no, but I have to say yes now.
Whip.
Definitely.
For sure, Tom.
Hell yeah, he did. How about it, Jerry?
He sure did.
Stand up guy.
That is great. What were you sending Skilling a note about? What was that about?
I'm sure I was just telling him how proud I was of him about his health journey and about how proud his parents would have been.
Right.
And he's probably like, golly, thanks so much.
Man.
He's crying.
Yeah. Bro, Skilling is the kind of guy, not only did he responded by coming over to your house and sitting down for a chat.
For real, I was kind of expecting that. Yeah. I used to take care of his parents a long time ago, and so I've met him. And
look at that's this. Nice. You had a little bit of a connection so there, nice. Too. You know, I was going to bail out there, but I'm dying to see how this one turned out. Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
You DM'd a celebrity. Who did you DM?
So I actually had to DM his wife because he doesn't have, who's also a celebrity, because he doesn't have an official Instagram or TikTok page.
Okay.
But I have to preface this with, if any of my husband's friends hear this, do not tell him because you'll ruin the surprise. If by some crazy miracle he does DM me back.
Okay.
My husband was fraternity brothers with Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
Quarterback thing.
So I'm guessing based on your story, you haven't heard back yet.
No, and like the first guy with Tim Tebow, she hasn't even read it yet. And I like reread what I first sent. And I'm like, do I sound crazy? So I tried to drop in like his fraternity brother.
Right, you tried to play an angle.
Even. Like I'm not, like I actually, my
I'm totally not a weirdo.
Knows him.
Right. So you DM'd. 40. You DM Tony Romo's wife to get to Tony Romo to do something for your husband that you want to keep as a surprise.
Like just a card or something for his 40th birthday in October. Like, just thought it'd be fun.
Right.
But no. He's
a Burlington, Wisconsin kid. that Tony Romo is. He's a local guy. He's an Eastern Illinois guy.
Yeah.
Right there.
Maybe someone can get to him that way.
I'm certain you'll hear from him. Oh, I haven't forgotten. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten. Following up today's Anybody Listening Who about DMing celebrities. A couple of bachelor bachelorettes are like, oh, we DM'd Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift. Then we felt weird, so we took our DMs back.
Yeah.
We deleted them. And then a bunch of you called different celebrities you've DM'd, and then Whip jumped in and said, I do it all the time. I got like 9 of them out there right now.
Yeah.
So who did you send a direct message to? What celebrity, Whip?
Well, the slight backstory is I do this little soon-to-be award-winning podcast called Whatever Happened To.
Right.
So I'm trying to find some of these.
Oh, the whole world's doing podcasts, Whip.
Well,
I can
exactly.
prove that here
so
in a second.
It's because I'm a whiz kid.
Right.
And I can do a podcast.
Right.
So anyway, go check those out anytime when it's not during the morning show. I'd rather have you listen to us.
Sure.
Point being, I try to get in touch with some of these people, right? So I DM'd Creed. Both Scott Stapp and Mark Tremonti, totally no response.
Gotcha. They don't even know that they have social media.
They don't even understand how to work it.
Right.
Rebecca Black, no response.
No response.
Urkel, not even close to
a
response.
Oh,
no way.
However, Ben Curtis, the Dell dude.
Yeah, that's right. He did get back to you.
5 seconds.
Wow.
And then William Hung, former American Idol contestant.
Oh, wow.
2 seconds.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And maybe Scott Stapp from Creed should take a note from William Hung.
That's how you treat people, Scott. That's how you treat people.
Get yourself a podcast.
Today, we gave away tickets to Lollapalooza.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Foo Fighters at Lolla.
We all love the Foo Fighters, but in this next clip, we get to find out exactly what Foo Fighters song makes Whip cry.
The non-traditional wedding song. That's what Blake Shelton said he wants for his wedding. You chose what song? 312-233-1019. Michelle.
Hi.
You're young but went old school.
Yes, yes. We danced to You've Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers.
Nice. And how old are you?
I'm 35.
35, went young and went old school. And what was the inspiration for choosing that song?
So whenever we were dating and we would go out late night bars, we would dance to that song. And it just kind of became our song. So
that's nice. That's nice. And then there is John, the non-traditional wedding song.
Well, my walk-up song was It's the End of the World as We Know It.
L'Oreal.
But you feel fine.
That's nice.
Oh, wow.
That is nice. When you pitched that to your future bride, how'd that go over?
She loved it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Right. Just having a good time. Just having a good time. Again, going old school. Hi there, Christian.
Hi, how are you?
Your non-traditional wedding song was what?
It was In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart.
Oh, great.
I love
song.
In Excess.
I do love In Excess. Why don't they try to do something again?
Yeah.
Well.
They're not really the same band.
I understand,
totally.
But as a general rule, a lot of bands change members.
Yeah.
But
that was such a good record.
Why don't they try to do something again? Hey, Renee, right down Whip's memory lane.
Oh.
Yep.
You chose what?
We chose Miracle by Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Oh.
The song Miracle by Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
That will make me cry on the spot.
Really?
That is a thing of beauty. Yeah, I'm going to cry even just thinking about that song.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they'll do it at Lolla?
I don't think they do it live very often.
Mm-mm.
It's not like a rocker at all.
How about this one? Will this Foo Fighter song make you cry? Heather.
Hey.
Hi, your non-traditional wedding song was what?
The acoustic version of Times Like These.
My God, I want to get married to the last two callers. Oh, my God. That is so good.
There's a lot of romance in the room right now.
Literal goosebumps. I got literal ones.
You're hitting on our audience a lot.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
Very romantic. And then finally, a non-traditional wedding song. You want one, you got it. Tell them, Jeanette.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Bad.
And what brought that on?
So our first date, we went bowling, and as I was up there getting the ball ready to put it down the lanes and hit the pins, my boyfriend at the time, husband, said, "Wow, you got back." I'm like, "What? Are you kidding me? You did not just say that to me." So it just became our song.
Oh,
how sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you got back in all the right ways.
Whip, did you go to prom?
As a matter of fact, I did. 2 of them.
Ooh, 2 of them. I had a great time at prom. Here's our listeners telling us what made prom great for them.
Just conducted. a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. 10 unsuspecting listeners, completely anonymous, no reason to lie to us whatsoever, just answered a question off the air that was prom-related. We just asked those 10 people, on a scale of 1 to 10, when you look back and remember your prom, how good was it? Scale of 1 to 10. Because, you know, the old adage is you always build up in your mind that prom is going to be so great.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to live up to the expectations.
And you see so many movies of everything that's supposed to happen and how magical the night is.
Right. And rarely, if ever, does that turn out to be the case, or does it? So of the 10 people we spoke to, men, women, young, old, left, right, up, down, didn't know the question ahead of time. Said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was your prom? 10 being arguably the greatest experience of my life. 1 being, I would have rather have it not happen. Mm. Where do you think everybody was? Nikki?
3.
I'm going to go 6.
6.
I'm going to go 4.
See? Everybody's a cynic. 8.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I won't lie. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I am shocked. So if it's an 8, my next question to you right now then, 312-233-1019 is, what made your prom so great? What made your prom an 8? Why did you give it an 8?
Yeah.
What about it was so great? What about it was so memorable? What about it stays with you to this day and you look back on it fondly? What specific thing was it that caused it to be so great? 312-233-1019. Why was prom great? I was going to go a whole other direction, but when I saw 8, I'm like, oh, well, I need to know what happened, right? I need to know. You remember who you went to prom with, Nikki?
I skipped my prom.
Oh.
I did. A bunch of us went to a party.
Went out drinking and smoking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So there were so many dances that year in homecoming. We were we don't care about prom.
Whip, do you remember?
Which one, Eric?
Let's go with senior.
Okay. I remember.
Okay, great.
Well, what was the person's name? Oh, Natasha was her name?
Natasha.
Yeah, not LaTasha, Natasha.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How about you, Violetta, senior
prom? Oh, of course I remember Tom Sinar.
Tom.
He's so nice.
He's actually
getting married now.
Oh, he's so
I just
handsome.
Ran into him and his future wife. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, she looks nice.
Don't tell her that.
Yeah. Well, actually, they knew each other. They knew each other in high school, too.
Really?
Yeah, so she probably knew me.
I feel like I was there.
Yeah.
We used to decorate, like, boys' cars to invite them, so I went to his high school to decorate it.
She's the 8, so you're an 8. That's good. You had fun.
Oh, no, my prom was horrible.
Oh,
but
never
mind. My date was so nice.
Nikki, stop.
She's a 2. She's a 2.
Just Violetta will tell us for the next 30 minutes about her prom.
I love prom. All right.
So you, Eric?
Lisa.
Ah,
she was the queen.
Oh, my God.
But you weren't the king.
I was not the king.
Oh.
Sorry, I was not. It's my daughter's senior prom tonight.
Oh, my God.
That's what made me think of it.
Do you know what color dress she's wearing?
Yellow.
Yellow. Nice.
Yellow. Wendy, what made prom so great? Hi, Wendy.
Hi. I went to Buffalo Grove High School, and the PTO co-sponsored post-prom at Second City.
So post-prom party was at Second City.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's a memory you're going to have forever. What made prom so great, Kristen?
I went to the Chicago Academy, and of course their proms are epic, but the guy that I liked after 3 years asked me to dance at my senior prom.
That's like a movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the proms for the Academy are epic. My daughter went there, too.
Really?
They're epic.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Your senior prom was so great. Why?
Because instead of going with my boyfriend, I went with my best friend, and so there was no pressure, and it was fun.
Yeah, I hear that's and a lot of people are doing that now for proms this year because of the circumstances of this past year. Hi, Carl. What made prom so great?
I made my tuxedo vest, my bow tie, and my date's jewelry in metal shop. I made her jewelry in my independent art class.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And I love to dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn it up to Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
What a great date.
How about this? Jeff, what made prom so great?
How you doing? Yeah, I got engaged.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been married 22 years.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yeah. You got engaged at prom, and you've been married 22 years.
You know it.
You know it. Know
oh,
it.
Man, that's crazy. I never heard of that. Man,
that's an eight if I've ever heard one right there.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast.
Please remember to rate, review, follow, and subscribe.
So you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.